How about what kind of numbers were you guys working with last summer in terms of, you know, how many players are out there, how many campers are out there compared to how many instructors you guys have? I'm assuming the ratio is really pretty good.
It is pretty good. We have a good our team typically comes for the whole thing. I mean, like, most of our team will be there. So I would say we're looking at 14 to 16 kids plus coaches on in terms of instructors. Last year, I think we had a total of about 50, 60 campers. So, I mean,
yeah, right.
That's pretty good numbers. And it's been growing, definitely. It's a funny time. It's the end of July, so maybe people are back from their summer break or whatnot. And we try to position it where it's rolling into their high school seasons, because right about then or in sometime in August is when the girls usually go back and start working in their open gyms or whatnot with their high school coaches.
Do you get any feedback from the high school coaches at all on stuff like this?
I hope so. I like to think so. No, I mean, yeah, we do. I try to work around it. We've been working together more and more. There's no doubt about it. It's been Coach Doug and I, and well, certainly mine since I've been here, but Coach Doug and I's goal to get to know the high school coaches more, and I certainly have, and work together. A lot of them bring their teams and support our team our games, which has been fantastic. But I think that piece can only go up. I mean, we have a lot more to do there.
This will be rolling into year three for you.
The year four. This will be year four
already.
Yeah,
wow. I always underestimate those.
No, it either seems four. Like 6 months or 10 years. I don't know. Yeah.
Only feels like 10 minutes underwater.
That's right.
No, but you know, obviously you've learned a lot on the job and different things. But you know, what kind of things are you still learning as a coach at this level in going into year four?
Oh man. We have about not a couple hours.
Yeah,
to
take
go.
Your time.
Yeah,
take
yeah.
your time.
I'm learning. I feel like I've learned so much about, you know, the our team is incredibly unique in that they're a source of energy that I have yet to tap into. So every day I come down to the gym and I'm learning that oftentimes your team is, you know, there to pick you up as much as you are there to motivate them. I come down sometimes and ready to practice, and they give me something every day that just pushes me that much harder. And that's something that I never really expected to have happen. In terms of the area, my fiance Mary and I continue to love it more and more every time we're here. And you know, every turn we're meeting new and great people, and certainly through our jobs and Michigan Tech and the community. But you know, the camps piece is always a great opportunity to extend that some more. And you know, have a lot of fun while we're doing it.
Head volleyball coach at Michigan Tech, Matt Jennings, is with us. Matt, do these camps kind of help ease the off season lull, I guess, for you as far as not being able to be in competition and stuff like that? Does it kind of get you back in the swing of things a little bit?
Absolutely. It's kind of like I've used this analogy before for something else, but when you're on an airplane and they tell you got to put your seatbelt on and you're about to land, mm-hmm. you have about 20 minutes still to land, like you're descending. That's kind of where camps fall in for us. It's a little less than a month before our preseason starts. We buckle in and we start to descend. But it's a lot of, you know, it is. It's kind of like keeps us going. Our girls love it too.
Yeah.
And it usually, you know, sometimes they're like, oh gosh, but no, once it starts, it's all in.
Do you find that the older or the younger ones seem to relate better with the kids, or is it
That's
pretty
a
much
great
a mixed
question.
Bag, mixed
you know,
bag?
You would totally think, I think it depends on like their background sometimes, or like, you know, we have three gals who have been one of either seven or more siblings, and typically they are the ones who kind of take over.
Sure.
And then again, you know, like Jordana Carroll was like perfect. She was so good at camps. Ellie's been great at camps. But then, you know, we have Jackie Aird, who's one of two, one of our captains, but you know, she's very motherly and maternal that way. And she kind of, you know, leads the group too. And then there's some girls I think are legitimately maybe a little scared of little kids. It's kind of crazy.
Which I'm gonna put you on the spot. Which one of your players has made the biggest strides in the off season?
Oh God, Annie Raisinen. She's been killing it. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I didn't think about that. No,
that
sorry,
question.
Everyone else. Everyone else is having a fantastic spring, but Annie is having a very, very, very good spring. So yes.
All right. Well, Matt, we appreciate you coming in. You are very bright color today with your Huskies gold on, man. You're a little piece of sunshine.
Yeah, that's right. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Matt Jennings, again, well, let's go again, the dates of the camps before. Again, it's Little Huskies grades 2 through 6th, right?
That's correct. That's that Monday and Tuesday, July 20th. And then our all skills will start Wednesday, July 22nd.
Matt, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and directly ask you questions, do you have a number they can call?
Yeah, you can call my desk, you know, at 906-487-2427, and then I had to think about that one for a second. Or you can email us or Coach Doug, but my email is mjennings without the S at mtu.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Matt Jennings here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming up after these.